June 19th, Gurudev.
And second, to establish the supremacy of Srimati Radhika. Because all gopis were there, thousands and less and less. Also, Lalita Vishala Chitra, also Chandravali and Harsati. But Krishna took Srimati Radhika, his most beloved, with him and he is a prayer. And that is why he has been told, Anaya Radhito Nunan, Bhagavan Harineshwara, Janno Vihaya Gurunda, Prince Jan Anaya. Oh, she has worshipped, this lady has certainly worshipped Sri Hari. And by that, oh, Krishna is very kind to her and he has taken this lady. So she is supreme of all. So two reasons. And other reasons that were discussed that those ladies who did Katyani Vrat to fulfill their desire, to Suti Chari, Jautaki or Jautaki, Sita, which was just told by Sri Ramchandra and all other reasons. There are so many reasons. Also to establish Dharma. Now, hearing these past times, Maharaj Parikshit, he had no doubt, but those were audience, Karmi, Jnani, Yogi and others. From their side, he questioned, Krishna has come to establish Dharma, and he himself Dharma, but why did he harass with others' wives? Why did he? And then he told that even Shankar and even other corporations, they are so powerful, they can do all these things. But Naitat Samashagrita Jatu Manasapitiya Iswara. But anyone should not follow these and act like these. Otherwise they will be finished. Like Shanta, he took poison and he became Nilakantha. But others can be first Ishwar and then. So what about Krishna? If Shankar and others can do Brahma, in this way, satisfied Krishna. Now, after this, we killed Krishna, Keshi, Vrindavan, Keshi Ghar, and Shankachur in Govardhan, where Shankarsan could be there, and Vyamasurgi there could, in Kamyavan, at the end he walked there. So, he killed. In the meantime, when he killed Yamasu, then in the meantime, North came glorifying him. Oh, you have killed Kansa, his associates, Charan, Mustik, and all others. No, you have killed Agasur, Bakasur, Putana and all others. But you will have to do something more, that your father and mother, Devaki Vasudha, are tortured by Kansa. Soon you will have to go there. I have come to remember that you are diving in Braja Rasa and you have forgotten everything. But I have come to remind you that your father and mother are in jail, tortured by Kansa, and also you will have to go to Dwarka. You will have to marry with 16,808 queens. You will have to kill Narakasura, and there are so many ladies, your queens, they are in jail of Narakasura. You will have to save them, and you will have to bring as a queen, and you will have to go to heaven, and you will bring Parijat flower. And after that, you will have to go to Hastinapur, Kurukshetra, and you will have to kill all the demons which are in the side of Duryodhana, and in your side also. And in the end, you will have to take the burden of what? Five Yodhvanshis are there. They will fight each other, and in their end, all will go. So I have come to remember that. Send this event away, and after that, Lord went to Kansa and told, oh, you know that all Yadubansir are demigods. Vasudev Devaki, so Krishna is not son of Nanda and Yasoda. He is son of Devaki and Vasudev. So you don't remember, they are tortured, so you should go. And after that heart happened, he went. And then what happened? Kansa thought that, oh, all will kill me, so why not to finish Krishna? We cannot finish Krishna and Vasudev in Vrindavan. We'll have to go. And we should do a Thanujagya of Rangeshwar Mahadev. We will must. And in this Bahan X2, Krishna Bhagavad will come and we will surround Charu Mushti, Kubalya Pirhasti, and my brother, and other salt kosha, and all we will kill them. So making plan, he called up to, oh, you are very intelligent and very lovable to me. You can bring Krishna here. Go. And what became of the wife? Yeah. You remember?
Guru Vaya Gaura Chandraya Adikaya Kali Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadvartaya Namaha Narayana Namaskritam Varam Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswati Vyasam Narayana Jiva. So first of all, I have a blessing to Guru Kataparma, to the Mr. Masi's Vaishnavis. So Kams became very worried comes by just thinking in Vrindavan there must be some magical. There must be something magical in Vrindavan, because no matter how many demons went there, all went on a one-way ticket and none returned. Therefore, if I can somehow arrange to bring Krishna and Balaram outside of Vrindavan, here to Mathura, then on the excuse of worshipping the bow of Rangeshwar Mahadev, then I can kill them anyhow. Therefore, comes a call Akrur, Akrura, who is the uncle of Krishna. Even though he was a great devotee of Krishna, because he was in an awkward situation living with Kams, therefore he was eating off both plates. Therefore Kams Maharaj, he called Akura and said, you must bring Krishna and Balaram here anyhow. Therefore Akura, he was described, he was thinking in his heart, even though I'm coming here on excuse to arrange for the destruction of Krishna and Balaram, still I am not afraid, because Krishna, he is the Paramatma in the heart of everyone. He understands that I am really his devotee and well-wisher. But because of circumstances, I am somehow engaged in the service of the wicked king Kamsa. Therefore, Akura began going towards Vrindavan. So said of the nine limbs of devotion, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam. That of the nine limbs of devotion, one of them is Vandanam, or offering prayers to the Lord. Therefore, Akura, he achieved perfection by offering prayers. So his prayers are very high class, described as he was going on the road to Vrindavan. Therefore, what we think of in the stage of practice, we will achieve that in the stage of perfection. Therefore, now we come back to Thakur. We said, Sadhana, but we were talking. Siddhadeva Mahapabe. Whatever you think of in the time of practice, you will definitely achieve in the time of perfection. Therefore, Krishna, Krishna's devotees, that which is related to Krishna, are described to be like a kalpa vriksha tree. Whatever you desire near them, you will get that result. Therefore, we should be very careful what we pray and what we think of when we chant the holy name. Otherwise, the holy name might cheat you by fulfilling some material desire. Therefore, we offer prayers. We should follow in the footsteps of Akura. As he was going towards Vrindavan, he was thinking, I wonder what will happen when I get there. He was saying, I hope that Krishna and Balaram, when they see me, they'll become very happy. And Balaram will catch me by the hand. Krishna will embrace me and call me uncle. I hope when I get there, then they will offer me a gift of a brown cow. They will welcome me, give me some foodstuffs, and talk to me with great affection. Then I can explain the situation. Therefore, he was full of these type of desire. The soul can never be without desire. A stone has no desire, but we are Atma, we have consciousness. Consciousness means desire. Therefore, Buddhists and impersonalists, they think in the stage of perfection there is no desire. But this is completely wrong. In the stage of perfection there is also desire. Desire to serve Krishna. Therefore, Akura was thinking like this as he was going towards Vrindavan. As he came there, he saw the footprints of Krishna and Balaram in the dust. He saw the 19 symbols of the feet of Krishna in the dust of Vrindavan, and he began rolling in ecstasy. Oh, the footprints of my Lord. Then as he came to Vrindavan, exactly what he had been thinking and hoping for in his prayers, that exact thing happened. Krishna came out, oh my dear uncle Akura, embraced him. Balaramji took Akura by the hand and brought him inside to Nanda Bhavan. That time Akura, he began to little bit change the mind of Krishna. Of course, inside Krishna, inside Nanda Nandan, all the incarnations are there. Therefore, Dwaikudi's Krishna, Mathura's Krishna, also inside there. They were in order to inspire and build a heroic mood in Krishna. Akura began describing the atrocities that Kams was performing to Devaki and Vasudev Maharaj. Gurudev one time said, even when Krishna is playing his flute at Bansi Bhat and calling the gopis, can he forget Devaki and Vasudev in the prison of Kams? Kams Maharaj used to put stones upon their chest and torture them. Can Krishna forget that? Therefore, Akura was talking this way. Krishna became in a mood of anger. We'll go there and defeat Kamsa. That time, the gopis heard that Krishna will be leaving. Therefore, they became most distraught. All the coward boys became happy. Oh, we will go with Krishna on an adventure. But the gopis became most distressed. The gopis know everything. Therefore, they know Krishna goes there. He will not return. Therefore, all that night, Akura stayed there. And in the morning, he took Krishna and Balaram upon his chariot. Sri Sukadeva Goswami describes it. With one hand, Akura was driving the chariot. And with the other hand, he had his arm around the waist of Krishna. Otherwise, he's afraid Krishna will jump off the chariot and not go to Mathura. Therefore, a very pathetic scene describes the gopis falling down like streaks of golden lightning lying on the ground, somehow trying to block the chariot of Akura as it left. Some gopis tried to throw themselves under the wheel of Akura's chariot. Some tried to hold the reins of the horses. Some gopis could not even move. Such was their separation from Krishna. They said, this is Bhuvanmana. They are meeting Krishna but about to be separated. Therefore, their separation mood became in a very high way. Therefore, Akura, therefore, really, he is cruel. Kuru means cruel. Because he took Krishna and Balaram outside Vrindavan, moving the golden chariot this way and that way, he dodged between the different gopis and left. Therefore, it's described for the next. Sanatana Goswami describes after 3 months, Krishna returned. But some places we hear in another prakash, 100 years the gopis stayed there. They never took bath, nor they washed their hair. Because that dust that came from the chariot of Akura, that dust was the last connection they had with Krishna. Therefore, they stayed in the forest of Vrindavan there at Kadamba Keri. And there they taught us how you have to weep for Krishna. Therefore, as Krishna went on the golden chariot of Akura, the time came for midday, and Akura, because he is following some vidis, some rules and regulations, at 12 o'clock is a very auspicious time to remember Krishna by mantra. Therefore, Akura, leaving Krishna and Balaram on the chariot, he went to Brahmarad, which is described to be the border of Vrindavan and Mathura. That time the Yamuna was flowing there. Now the Yamuna has gone a little bit to the northern direction, but that time the Yamuna was flowing there. Akura, leaving Krishna and Balaram in the chariot, he went there and took bath. So as he was under the water, chanting his mantra, as he went under the water, he saw Krishna and Balaram in the water. Then he became astonished. He went under a second time, he saw his Ishtadev. His Ishtadev, if I'm not mistaken, is Garbhadaksha Vishnu. Garbhadaksha Vishnu, sitting on the bed of Shesh. Because Krishna Balaram, their forms are so human-like that maybe Akura had some small doubt. How is it possible for these two small boys to kill a great demon like Kams? Therefore, to dispel the fear of Akura, Krishna and Balaram manifested one of the Vaibhav Prakash in their form of Garbhadaksha Vishnu and Ananta Shesh. Then Akura became worried. He said, I am seeing Krishna and Balaram in the water, but they are also in the chariot. Therefore, he was looking here and there and seeing some of the opulence of Krishna. He became very much astounded. So Sri Krishna Chakravarti Thakur says, Padam Ekam Naka Vrindavanam Patyaga Padam Ekam The Krishna, Balaram, Yasoda Nandan, Rahini Nandan, they never take one step outside of Vrindavan. Therefore, Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, there at Brahmarad, that Vasudev Nandan, Mathuresh Krishna, and Rahini Nandan, Sankarsan Ram, they went onwards with Akura to Mathura, and the original forms of Krishna Balaram, they returned back to Vrindavan. Therefore, the boys, they were thinking, how Krishna will kill such a big demon? Therefore, Krishna, to dispel the fear of the coward boys, he manifested a huge form of Vishnu. The boys began laughing. Okay, now we have some confidence. You can kill Krishna Balaram. You can kill Kamsa. Therefore, as soon as Krishna came inside to Mathura boundary, he thought, oh, this vesh, this dress of a coward boy is not good dress. I should get some suitable dress as a son of a king, because now my father is Vasudev. Therefore, this caliber dress is not good. There we saw one washerman of Kams Maharaj, who was washing Kamsa's cloth. And Krishna said, my dear brother, don't you know I am Kamsa's nephew? Therefore, we will make your life successful by taking some charity from you. Therefore, that washerman became very angry. Oh, who do you think you are? You are like crows who steal the ghee meant for a fire sacrifice. How could low-class cowherd boys like you possibly wear the cloth that is meant for a king? Therefore, describe that washerman in his last incarnation. He was the one that abused Sita. When his wife was leaving, he said, oh, I am not like Ram, who took his wife back after 11 months in the house of another man. But of that same washerman, he took birth in the pastimes of Kams Maharaj. Therefore, Krishna wanted to repay the favor from his last incarnation. Therefore, Krishna took his head off with one slap and began dressing in the robes of Kamsa. Therefore, when all the residents of Mathura heard, oh, Krishna has come, then they thought, maybe really, he will kill Kams Maharaj. Therefore, just like a person wants a bit of a tax break, they began offering many, many different paraphernalia for the happiness of Krishna. I just finished in one minute. So they went to the big bow of Kams Maharaj. Kams had engaged many security men to guard that bow of Lord Shiva. But Krishna went like a mad elephant. He took the bow of Kams, pulled it very hard, and cracked it. That made such a loud noise. And with the edges of the bow, Krishna Balaram began killing all the guards of Kamsa. Kamsa began absorbed in fear. Therefore, when Pariksit Maharaj asked, oh, how Krishna can perform irreligious activities if he came here to establish religion, then Sukadeva Goswami said, Kama Dvesha Poyatsnaya Vyata Bhakta Sirimana. Oh, Pariksit Maharaj, I already told you, if Kams could achieve Krishna by fear, if Shishupal could achieve Krishna by envy, and then why the gopis cannot achieve Krishna by lust? So Kamsa became absorbed in fear of Krishna. So I just wanted to think, when we were in Govardhan last year, and we were asking Gurudev, oh, can you tell my last life? Can you tell my last life? And Gurudev said, oh, I know you, my last life. Last life, you were the donkey that carried the washing of Kams Maharaj. Krishna Balaram spun you and threw you back to Australia.
What we can tell you? When he was in arena, after killing Kubalyapi, and he entered in the arena, then what gopis told when Charu Mustik?
Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurumimilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So this morning on the morning walk, we had some Udipan. You know what Udipan is? Some stimulation. And now I'm understanding why this event took place. Because Sugata Prabhu made a challenge to Brajanath that he would wrestle him right there in front of Gurudev with his arm tied here behind his back.
Prabhu is here.
Sugata. but then it was decided that if Brajanath became injured, then Gurudev's service would not go on so well. So we elected another person who was Nityananda, the son of Mahibharata. So then, at the end of Gurudev's morning walk, they all gathered together in the middle. There was a grassy area, and they all prepared themselves. And Shivananda Sain Prabhu was the referee. Srila Gurudev was standing watching. And then they went arm to arm, leg to leg. And in a very short period of time, Nityananda defended him.
He
defeated him. So now I'm standing here. And now I have some Udipan for the transient. Yes, we were. We were telling about your victorious event this morning. He said he almost died. So, now, it didn't follow the rules. So, now, after Krishna and Balaram had killed the washerman, then
Kubja.
So there was one lady. As you see, Krishna and Balaram were walking very victoriously through the streets of Mathura. This was actually the first opportunity that any of the Mathura Vasis would have to see these beautiful forms of Krishna and Balaram. Many people, they had heard stories, because so many fruit sellers and such had gone from Mathura to Braj, to Vrindavan. So now, Krishna and Balaram, nicely dressed in all the beautiful cloth that they had taken from the cloth from the washerman, and now they proceeded forward through the streets. And as they came through the streets, there was one hunchback lady, her name was Kubja. She saw Krishna. She became very, very attracted to the beauty of Krishna. And she thought, oh, how beautiful, such a personality. I wish that I could have a relationship with him. Her heart was attracted to Krishna, and she had some sandalwood pulp. So she came and offered it to Krishna, this sandalwood pulp, and Krishna accepted from her, and it was smeared on Krishna's transcendental body and on his limbs. And at that time, oh, Krishna, he performed a very wonderful activity by taking her chin and standing and pulling on her feet. And at that time, he raised her up, and her hunchback was straightened out, and suddenly she became very, very exquisitely beautiful lady. So at this time, Krishna, he promised to her that at another time, because she wanted him to come and to visit in her home. She was like a society girl. So Krishna promised that later on he would come. After this, Krishna proceeded through the streets, and at the end of the night, in the next morning. Well, it was the next morning he came to the resting place. Yes. Yeah. So Kamsa, as we know, Kamsa had made every possible arrangement that Krishna would somehow or other be killed before he even arrived at the wrestling arena. And of course, at the wrestling arena, he had the final arrangements made there. But in order to try to stop Krishna and Balaram from even entering into the wrestling arena, oh, there was a huge, gigantic elephant, which was named Kumbhalayapid. And this elephant was situated just in front of the entryway to this huge wrestling arena where Kamsa was waiting inside. So as Krishna and Balaram approached this entryway, suddenly this huge, gigantic elephant, it looked at Krishna Balaram, and now the elephant trainer started directing the elephant to attack Krishna and Balaram. So now Krishna was facing this huge elephant who was very quickly coming toward him. And Krishna sidestepped and went around the elephant. And at that time, Krishna, he took the tail of the elephant and pulled the elephant very strongly. Then he climbed up on top of the elephant and killed the elephant trainer. And then he, with his own hands, he killed the elephant. And the elephant crashed to the ground. Now, Krishna and Balaram, in a very victorious way, just like two lions will kill an elephant, now they took the tusks of the elephant off of the elephant. And now, with very great jubilation, and speckled with the blood of the elephant, now they were decorated beautifully for their entry into the arena, wrestling arena of Kamsa. So each Krishna and Balaram were carrying one of the huge, gigantic tusks on their shoulders. And now Krishna, Balaram, and all the cowherd boys, they began merrily marching and dancing and singing and entering into the wrestling arena. Now as they entered into the arena, There was a huge audience there. All so many Mathuravasis were there. And all different types of people were there. And situated up on a huge throne was the evil King Kams. And who was standing, who was watching the entryway, hoping that Krishna and Balaram would not even enter. But now he received the report that even the elephant did not stop them. So Krishna and Balaram, they began to enter into the wrestling arena. And Vasudev and Devaki in chains were standing there next to Kams up there. And now Krishna and Balaram entering into the wrestling arena, it was announced that this wrestling will take place. Actually, the cowherd boys, they always wrestle amongst themselves. And so they thought that this would be a very fun activity. And when they came into the wrestling arena, they saw these two wrestlers that Kamsa had appointed to wrestle with Krishna and Balaram. And these two wrestlers, they were not ordinary size. They were huge, gigantic, muscular wrestlers. And they were the most powerful wrestlers in the entire kingdom. They could practically take any other human being and snap them in half with their own bare hands. So now, as Krishna entered in, and the people of in the wrestling arena, they saw the delicate beauty of Krishna, how his limbs were so soft, so delicate and beautiful looking, and how his lotus eyes were so attractive. And they thought, these two sweet young boys, they will wrestle with these ferocious, gigantic wrestlers? Oh, this is unfair. This is very unfair. They began protesting.
How Kams was feeling Krishna, how Prajavasi, how others?
Yes. So as Krishna was entering in, all the different people in the wrestling arena, they were seeing Krishna, and they were, through their eyes, they were seeing Krishna in completely different ways. Why? Because Krishna, he is the supreme center of the entire creation, the absolute truth. And he is also the very support or the foundation of all rasas. So everyone in the arena who saw Krishna entering in, they had their own particular vision of him. Oh, just like the yogis, there were certain yogis in the arena. When they saw Krishna entering in, they thought, oh, here is the Paramatma, the super soul, who we meditate upon. He is walking and entering directly into the arena. Oh, when the various ordinary citizens in the arena saw Krishna, they thought, oh, here is the most powerful king-like personality who is entering into this arena. When Vasudev and Devaki saw Krishna entering in, they thought, oh, here is our dearly beloved little child. When King Kamsa saw Krishna entering, what did he see? Here is death personified, who is entering into this arena. And in this way, all the different people, when the Mathura Ramanis, the very beautiful ladies of Mathura, for the first time they saw Krishna, and they thought to themselves, this is certainly Cupid himself, the most attractive male personality we have ever seen. And they even began to glorify Krishna. In fact, they glorified the Braja Gopis in so many different ways with so many different verses. And they described that who can possibly imagine the good fortune of the Braja Gopis? Because those Braja Gopis, they are constantly meditating upon Krishna within their heart, and they see him in his original state. Just like a lion which is running through the jungle looks very beautiful. But if you put that same lion into a cage, it is not as beautiful. So how fortunate are the Braja Gopis? Oh, that they have seen Krishna in that condition, in the beautiful forests of Vrindavan. They have danced with him, they have met with him. And the Mathura Ramanis felt like this, that how much more fortunate are the gopis, how much more exalted they are than themselves. And they always glorified the gopis in this way, that in their hearts, Krishna is riding on the chariot of their hearts, Urukrama Chitta Jana, that Urukrama Krishna, who is the performer of all glorious activities and wonderful pastimes, he is constantly writing in the hearts of the Brajagopis, who perform all of their duties in their homes, constantly singing about Krishna and remembering him. Therefore, he enters within their heart and always remains there. So like this, all the different people in the wrestling arena, they had this vision of Krishna. So now the wrestlers, when they saw Krishna and Balaram, they also saw him as being as powerful as a thunderbolt. But yet, Krishna looked so very beautiful and young, just like a young teenage boy. So, Krishna and Balaram, they also mentioned to the wrestlers that, oh, we are just young boys and you are such huge, gigantic, grown men, so very strong. Perhaps this is not a very good match. But the wrestlers, they said, but we know how powerful you are, because we've heard about all the demons that you have been able to kill. Putana, huge, gigantic, Rakshashi witch, 12 miles long, you killed her, even as a baby. You killed so many other demons, Aristasura, Keshi demon, and so many others. We also heard that you lifted a huge, gigantic mountain. So, therefore, we think that you are well matched with us. So, now we should wrestle. Finally, it was decided that they would wrestle, and Shanu and Mushtika, they each had the opponent of Krishna and Balaram. So now, when the wrestling match, the signal came to begin the wrestling match, then immediately Krishna went arm to arm, leg to leg with, I don't know, Chanur or Mushtika, and then Balaram, he went arm to arm, leg to leg with the other. And they were pulling and they were pushing one another, and in this way the wrestling was going on. And the huge, gigantic wrestlers were trying with all of their might to completely tear apart and rip apart Krishna and Balaram. They were trying to beat them with their fists. But in this way, Krishna and Balaram, they showed their power and their strength. And within a very short time, Krishna and Balaram grabbed Chanur and Mushtika, wheeled them around, threw them down on the ground, and immediately their life was lost. And now Krishna turned, and he faced Kamsa. And you can imagine now how much Kamsa was terrified, because every attempt he had made failed completely. Now even Krishna, now Kamsa was trying to call all of his guards to come and arrest Krishna and Balaram. But Krishna, he began to stalk, just like a lion will stalk in the jungle. And he proceeded directly toward Kamsa. And Kamsa was standing there on the top, up above. Krishna quickly climbed up there, jumped up on the top. He grabbed Kamsa in his hands and he threw him onto the ground by his hair. And Krishna jumped down on top of him, began to beat him, and immediately Kamsa lost his life. This was Kamsa, who had terrified everyone, the entire kingdoms. He had conquered all different kings by his great powers. And now Krishna, just very easily, he threw Kamsa down and killed him, and that he was finished. Then the other soldiers, they also tried to come, and Krishna and Balaram finished all of them. So finally, at this time, all the people in the arena, some of them, they were crying out loud, aghast with this scene. But most of them were rejoicing, because Kamsa was such an evil king. And now Krishna and Balaram, they came before their mother, Vasudeva and Devaki, who were standing there. And Vasudeva and Devaki, well, now their hearts became overwhelmed with paternal affection for Krishna and Balaram.
They took
away the chains on their hands, and now Vasudeva and Devaki began to embrace Krishna and Balaram.
After that, can you tell something? No. After that, Kamsa was killed. Then his wife, Kamsa's wife, came and began to weep bitterly. Then Krishna, consoled that, and took Kamsa's dead body to Dhruva Ghat, and he did sanskar, and then he returned back. And at once, There was no king at that time, Kansa was king. Now, of Sukugrasen, he took all the paraphernalia of Abhishek of Krishna, but Krishna told, I cannot be king by the cause of anyone. Jadubar. So, with that paraphernalia he made of Abhishek of Kukrasen Maharaj and he became king. Krishna told that we Baldeva are servants, hold any gods, whole world will come to you and pay tax to you. Don't worry. After that, anyhow, in the evening, then Krishna and Baldev went to Nanda Baba, who was a staying nearby Jamuna River, out of the town. He was waiting that when Balram Krishna will come. But all Mathura Vasi, Devaki Vasudev, all are telling, oh, you are my son. You are, your father or mother is Devaki Vasudev. You can go to Vrindavan again. Anyhow, they came. Nanda Baba was waiting. Krishna told Baba, now all the sons of Devaki and Vasudev are killed. So I want that for some days I should be here in Mathura and give consolation to them. Baldev Prabhu told, I cannot go there. I cannot be in Mathura except Krishna. If Krishna will stay, I will stay. Otherwise, you are my father and mother. I don't know who is Devaki and who is Vasudev because you have nourished me from and you have given life. So really, you are mother and father. After that, anyhow, Krishna told that, oh, Baba, Vasudev is your friend. Now he is in calamity, he is suffering. So for some day I will be here and after that I will return. Telling this, he gave so much ornament and other things. And Nanda Baba, weeping, returned back to him. Now, at once, after some day, he called Gaurangacharya and told him to give him Upanayan. But then all were invited from here and there, but very nearby. Yashoda and Nanda Baba were not invited. Why? They knew that if Nanda Baba and Yashoda Baba will come, then Krishna will return back. Anyone cannot shake him. So, knowingly this, and they not invited. But when Krishna and Balram were saved, they were given several cloth, danda, and khana, and chhatra, umbrella. And Gurudev told that now you should go to bed at least 7 doors. Oh, Krishna and Baldev, in suffering cloth with the danda, oh, very beautiful day. He was searching at that time, like this. Where is my mother? Where is my father? First I go to mother. Devaki was standing there. Baldev was standing. First, a person should go to mother. But he was, oh, such a mother, mother, their mother. My mother Yashoda. And he has told, at the time of Upanayan, I will fulfill your whole jholi. But not like this. I will fulfill everything. Oh, where mother, 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 and he began saying, Devaki and Vasudeva and all Mathura Vasi, they are thinking how love and affection of Nanda and Yashoda to Krishna. After that, anyhow, Krishna was in road and he was sent to at once Gurukul that he should anyhow forget this, that he is son of Nanda and Yashoda. And he went there and in 64 days, he learned everything and he went today. He went with Sudama state and how in the end Guruvani, Guru Mother told him that you are very extraordinary. Please bring me my son who is drowned in ocean in anywhere. Prabhupada. And then Krishna what did? Directly with Baldev he went and he brought his son. And he was Madhu Mangal. In this way. Now the question comes. Krishna returned to Vrindavan. By this form he, though he is always in Vrindavan, but not in this form, in Upper Katvita. And from there he went to Dwarka. Never returned. He had promised with the Gopi, I have said, in day or today, per so, I must come. And that is why Gopis and Prajavasis are keeping their life that he must come because he has promised and he is Satya Sankalpa. He must come. So, anyhow, they are. Now the question that anyone, Krishna, always thinking in the ocean of Braja, and when there is love and affection more, anyone wants to be there. So surely Krishna always thinking in the love and affection in Braja. Why he came to Mathura? Not such love like Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Brajavasi, his Sakha. There is no Govardhan and other things. So why he returned back? If he returned back anyhow, after killing Kans, why he could not return to this Mathura, Vrindavan, Nanda Gaon? Why? And if he does not come, returns back, then he is very powerful. He can take all the gopis there in Dwarka. Why he is not taking? So, all these questions have been answered in 2000 days. If we will have time, then we will discuss all. Also, we will discuss Bhramar Geet, Jugal Geet, Gopi Geet, Venu Geet. These are five lives of Panchakama. So, now time is finished. So we want to finish here and anytime again next year we will try to explain the Dwarka Leela, how he defeated Kansa, how Mahabharata and how all other happenings we will discuss. To invite you all who have not money problem. I'm impacting all for now the parikrama. Very soon, in a month, about 26th February is what? And we will do parikrama. I'm inviting you all so you can come and enjoy that festival. About more than 10,000 devotees will be there. Hari Katha will be there, and we will serve complete. Now the Dham 9 islands, and the story of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be Gopriman.
Haribo!
Shaman Kumar should come, and who has helped in this festival, I want to give them thanks and my hearty blessing. I feel that this festival is successful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And devotees are here, prominent persons are here, and one thing, only 5 minutes. Oh, Prabhu, you should come and tell what are the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. International advocate from Australia, very qualified. I want to make him that she should learn for all Siddhan and she should preach it to her.
So Srila Gurudev has ordered me to stand up here and speak something about the reasons for Mahaprabhu's descent and the teachings he made in his descent. But before I begin, please allow me to offer hundreds of dandavat pranams to Srila Gurudev and to all the devotees here who are much more vast than me. I'm glad I can see many senior god brothers and god sisters, so yeah, thank you. I think if you're going to understand the reasons for Mahaprabhu's descent, it is important, if you're going to understand what Mahaprabhu spoke and what he taught and the lessons we are to derive from his descent, we need to understand why he came. From Srila Gurudev's teachings, we know that there are both internal and external reasons for his descent. Internally, we know that to love God is so joyful and so beautiful and so ecstatic that the Lord himself wanted to taste what it was like to love God. So he adopted the mood of Srimati Radhika and descended and took her complexion so that he was able to relish this. But this is the internal reason. The external reason for his descent is he came to give what no other incarnation of the Lord has ever given before. Sometimes the Lord comes and he is very in Aishvara mood and very fierce, but in the mood of Mahaprabhu, he came to give love of God, Unnat Sanjvala Prem. He came to give the holy name. In this age of Kali Yuga, we're very fallen, and there's not so many things that we can accomplish. However, we can chant the holy name, everybody, and everybody has in their heart an undiscovered treasure that can be released. This flow of love of God can be released by chanting the holy name. And so this is what Mahaprabhu came to give, love of Radha and Krishna conjugal. So when he came with these reasons, he gave certain teachings. And the teachings he gave is one, by his practice and by his example. He was the perfect sannyasa. The other teaching he gave is the distribution of the holy name. Everywhere. We know that he came across Jagai and Madai. Jagai, we're all like Jagai and Madai, actually. They were running around and they were behaving terribly. But Mahaprabhu still gave the holy name because he is so merciful. And we know that he gave this holy name so that we can attain bhakti. And Srila Gurudev the other day was describing to us what is bhakti. And he said he wants us to understand what is bhakti. He talked about the gradations of bhakti. And Gurudev told us we need to understand what is bhakti for two reasons. One, so that we are not affected by any misconceptions about what our goal is. And two, so that we are able to know what our goal is. In many ways, I was thinking when he was saying this, in many ways the mind is like a courtroom. And the issue is how to be happy. If in court one lawyer gets up and says, oh, you should do this just because, and gives no reason, then the judge will go, this is rubbish, get out, you have no authority, you have no reasoning. However, Shuddha Gurudev is like the best advocate, and he is the advocate in the courtroom of our minds, and he is saying, you should do this and you'll become happy because A, B, C, because this is bhakti, this is what will make you happy. Not this material life, not our relationships, not this body, what will make you happy is love of God. And this is why we need to understand the gradations of bhakti. This is what Mahaprabhu came to give. And it's within all your hearts, and Srila Gurudev is traveling to unlock the treasure of your heart, to give up our foolish ways with our mind and our body and our heart, chant the holy name and try to serve Gurudev as best as possible.
Hare Krishna, I'd like to thank the devotees in Hawaii for organizing such a beautiful festival. And as Sri Gurudev said, there is the second part of the Bhagavatam Katha, the five main geets, Gopi Geet, Bhramar Geet, Venu Geet, and he is going to continue this Bhagavat Katha in the next festival of this year, which will be in Houston from 13th of May to 4th of June. So on behalf of the Houston Sangha, I would like to invite all the devotees to please come and attend the festival in Houston. And we are making arrangements so everyone can very nicely stay there and spend the time listening to the Hari Katha from Shri Gurudev and all the senior sannyasis. Hari Katha.
I want to tell you, I have bring you here so powerful Hari Katha in general. But sometimes I see to whom I have given second initiation, they have left their upavin and not chanting and remember proper, even not meditating 3 times the month that I gave. But still they are coming. I want that they should be strong. Always they should read Upadeshamrita and Manasikha. And in that what Gurudev has given mantra, strongly they should meditate and chant that name. Otherwise, how they will have gain? So, my request that all those who have taken Upanayan, they should meditate 3 times this month and then they will realize. Gaur Premanande.
Drama player, be ready.
Hare Krishna. So Srila Gurudev has asked me to stand up and thank all those devotees, everyone who's involved in organizing this wonderful festival. So obviously, first of all and foremost, I'd like to express my gratitude from the bottom of my heart, also on behalf of all the devotees here in Hawaii. I'm sure all the devotees who have come here and all the devotees who are watching around the world via webcast. Thanks so much to Srila Gurudev for coming and providing this wonderful experience.